This is 3D Up Close and Personal.
I'm David.
I'm Danielle.
I'm Daryl, 3D Up Close and Personal. And today we have a guest.
My name is Critical.
Today's episode 16 is Dating Deception.
Catfishing dreams, yeah, lost in the play. Fooling your heart while it's slipping away. Illusions so bright, but they fade in the light. Pulling wool over eyes all day, every night.
Let's start with online dating. People, they can create a lot of illusions online. You might meet the representative, but not the real person. It's mostly women.
Men, too.
My question is, if I wear foundation, lipstick,
mascara, blush,
artificial eyelashes or fingernails,
color contacts, a wig or a hairpiece,
or even a hair we've sewn in,
a push-up or a padded bra,
a body slimming suit or butt-lifting shorts,
I'm being deceptive?
Yes. Some people may think like that. In addition to all the stuff she said,
people, they're rearranging their faces.
You guys ever seen the movie, I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker?
That's how women are doing nowadays.
She took off her padded bra and padded butt, prosthetic leg, fake eyelashes, and her wig. Silly movie, but that can be real.
People go and get body parts and get that fat stuff, get it injected in their bodies.
It's called collagen, mister.
And then end up having some problems later.
I agree. There can be some deception in relationships with women and cosmetics and body enhancement along with plastic surgery.
So I definitely agree with you on that. You really don't know what those people look like. A lot of men are actually looking into getting a lot of cosmetic fake hair, leg lengthening surgeries to make themselves taller.
Wow, I had no idea, man. I'm sure I do. I'm about to go get my stuff together.
They have wedges too that you can put inside the shoe back at your heel, and it's supposed to give you like maybe a 1 inch of lift. Critical, enlighten us on this AI assisted dating. A woman sends me a text, but I'm not good with words. I'm not witty, but the AI software can assist me that would intrigue her. Maybe get my foot in the door for the first date.
It can make some Romeos out of some frogs.
I can really go on and give me some game from the computer.
Yes, sir.
I think it went to say.
All you have to do is tell the computer what you want to do, and he's going to give you the best scenarios, working scenarios, because the average person don't think now.
Hey, Google, how can I get this hot doctor at my job to pay me any attention? Or how can I get this fool in my department off my back without involving human resources?
That's AI right there. People haven't even paid dating coaches to give them guidance on what to say.
Some of the romantic comedies, it's usually the guy. Once in a while, there will be a woman and she'll get a guy to help her. However, that guy likes her too.
He'll give the woman some coaching and tell her if she wants to get more intimate with him, what she has to do to get his attention or motivated.
That's cool, but unfortunately, if she freezes up, all her training goes right out the window.
I'm gonna give you another scenario where the deception comes in. People get into relationships for financial reasons because they're messed up in their finances. They want some help.
I'm financially drowning.
I've seen situations where
two people started dating and didn't talk about finances. Then they moved in together. Suddenly, one of them has an outstanding debt, and it becomes the couple's problem.
That just throws the relationship away.
Especially if that outstanding debt becomes into a garnishment, you say,
well, babe, I was paying the bill, then they hit me with a garnishment. I only get a fourth of my check, and I need help.
Garnishment can be male or female.
It can go both ways.
As far as the topic of dating deceptions in general, I definitely found an article about catfishing and four signs to know if someone is, you know, throwing up some red flags while you're dating online. It says they will not participate in a video conversation with you.
I'm not going to video chat with you. You might be screen recording me and take that video and do some crazy stuff with it, which might assassinate my character. I gotta be safe.
Refuse your requests for phone calls, video chat. They might be deceiving. People will invent ridiculous reasons to avoid video or phone.
I heard a story that a woman had a profile photo that was 20 years old, and when she got comfortable with the guy, she started sending current pictures. I don't think that lasted very long.
Oh, wow.
They have a lot of clever scams. They have people to send them money. They get them hypnotized.
In the glow of the night, you whisper so sweet, every word is a trap, a beautiful deceit. With your eyes you shine, but they hide what you feel. Mr. Right Now, but is it ever real?
They give them a sense of believing that they're going to get something, love, whatever it is, companionship, And eventually they beat him out of money. It's been on the talk shows on the television where they never meet the person, but they were sending money, steady sending money. Mostly women were victims of that.
This guy is drop-dead gorgeous. We talked on the phone. He texted me every morning. We video chatted a few times. He let me check out his website. He sent me flowers. He wrote me poetry. And then he asked for a $20,000 loan to start his business venture. I really like it. I trust him. I'm going to give him the money. We're going to be together. It's going to be great.
It was an older man that I heard on public radio. He was writing letters to guys. The law of averages when you're reaching out to these people.
There's an old comedian named W.C. Fields. He said a sucker is born every minute.
So when he finds a sucker, he'll send a photo of his niece who is in her 20s, and he'll get the money.
Eventually, he got caught. He was charged with mail fraud, but this is over a period of time.
It was over 20 years.
I'll tell you one time, it was a very beautiful Asian-looking woman messaged me through WhatsApp as if they were contacting me through a foreign nation. I mean, this honey, she was bad. It was two of them. They were so bad. Ooh, they were fine. I was thinking, oh my God, I hit the jackpot. And they had so much game. Both of them approached it the same way. Both of them was like,
is this George? I try to reach him, about some house repaired, get some plumbing work done. Are you George?
And then I'd be like, no, this is not George. You've reached the wrong number. I apologize. Oh, I see. Excuse me. I didn't mean to do that. But by the way, who are you? Let's talk. Let's get to know each other. I was like, oh, man, look at the profile picture. She's so fine. Let me strike up some conversation. I told a buddy of mine what I was experiencing.
Man, them women contacted me the week before with the same old mess.
So there's a lot of game out here. Oh, my goodness. They know how to appeal to the senses with these profile pictures. The person behind the profile picture may not have matched the profile picture. And even if they did, the games and deceptions have just gone to another level with this digital age that we live in nowadays.
These people hiding behind the phone, the screen is their safety shield.
Deception invading. It's a twisted affair. Chasing illusions. Who really cares?
The website is called Facebook.
But I have heard it being called Fakebook.
Because people want to create illusions that their life is perfect.
This happens on all the social media platforms. Not saying that all the people do this, but it does happen.
Uploading many photos with filters, taking hours to make videos to perfection.
Taking photos in cars that they don't own.
Generating pictures just to say they were there when they never was.
Getting pictures offline and claim that they took the shot or had this type of food or received a gift that they don't have.
Taking photos in a dysfunctional family to create the illusion that the family is functional.
And happy. The list goes on.
This is how the scammer thinks. I create so many illusions and people believe them. I think I'm better than David Copperfield.
She believes.
He's a good guy. I trust him. He'll pay me back.
I'm telling you, for a single guy like myself, everything works in cycles. Just like in business, just in life. I mean, sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down. I mean, there's been times where I've had a couple of people that I'm seeing, and I mean, I feel like, hey, I'm winning. I'm winning. Man, I got me a couple of nice looking girlfriends. Then the other times I'll be like, oh my God, I'm experiencing a drought. It's been a minute.
I'm in the dating desert.
And so it gets tempted, like, okay, well, maybe I should try an online venue. But every time I get ready to think about doing that or setting up a profile or something like that, I think, you know what? You can be whoever you want on the computer. Yeah. You can really be whoever. And whoever you're talking to on that other end, that might not be the person that you really are talking to or getting excited about.
You communicating to a photo.
Yes, exactly.
It happens more often than not. They say actually 10% of dating profiles online are fake catfish profiles. And so I did find a list I wanted to share since we're just talking about deception overall and some of the lies that people tell about themselves on dating profiles. The top 10 lies told by men. Their job.
I love my job.
So saying it's better than it is. Their height, taller. Weight. You know, lost a few pounds. Their physique, their money, a more senior position than they really are at work. they change their
profession. You're a manager over there.
Exactly. More interesting profession. I guess they say they're astronaut.
I've been to outer space.
Knowing celebrities, having an assistant or employees, or working in the film industry. And then for the women, it also weight, age, physique, height, money, their bust. So I guess their bra size, glamorous profession, knowing celebrities, and also having assistant employees and working in entertainment.
People are out here just telling a pack of lies.
There was a woman that told me she was dating a guy. He said, I got a BMW on layaway.
Yeah, I had a good one. I was in Glen. Bad lady, she was tough.
What kind of car are you driving?
I have a vet.
Oh, wow, a vet?
She was like, okay, well, when we get ready to go.
Can I drive it?
I say, sure. We went outside and she's looking around.
Where's your vet?
And I had a Chevette. <She did. laughs>
For the listening audience, Critical had a Chevrolet Chevette.
A small economy car that was made many years ago.
Not to be confused with the Chevrolet Corvette.
The sports car that they still build today.
He was playing on words in his deception.
They called the Corvette Vet for short.
He was trying to fool the woman like he had a sports car.
That's all we have for today. Come back next time for episode 17, Living Together.
3D Up Close and Personal.
I'm David.
I'm Danielle.
And I'm Daryl. 3D Up Close and Personal. We're out.
3D Up Close and Personal,
the relationship podcast,
would like to thank you for listening.
We have 16 episodes that you can play anytime.
We are on 18 different platforms.
And people have tuned in from 13 different countries.
We have a 4.5 star rating on Apple Podcast and Spotify.
Our guest on this episode was Critical,
who is founder and CEO of Critical Media,
a multimedia service company.
And he is also a co-host to the podcast Inevitable Return to Butter.
3D Up Close and Personal is produced by Parks Media Group,
PMG, and additional music provided by Yumi Multimedia Group, LLC.
2025, all rights reserved. 3D Up Close and Personal.
And don't you ever forget it.
Like and subscribe and share.